Now, from Kansas State University, Milk Lines. Up-to-the-moment information for today's dairy producer. Here's K-State Research and Extension Dairy Specialist Mike Brook.
Today I'd like to visit with our Kansas dairy producers concerning setting their heifers and young stock up for success as we go into the fall. You know, this time of year as we start to see the temperature swings and we start to see some health issues in our baby calves, one of the things we really need to pay attention to is how have we really set those calves up for success. One of the things I often find missing in our calf program is a measurement or determining what the level of immunoglobulins are in that colostrum. So what is the easiest way to do that? Well, there's various things you can use to test the level of immunoglobulins in the colostrum. One of the probably easiest is actually the Bricks fractometer. It's a device that can actually be used for several things. It can be used to test the level of immunoglobulins in the colostrum, but it can also be used to check the level of protein in the serum after the calf is born and we're checking for effective passive transfer. So you should be looking for a Bricks reading of at least 22% to have adequate levels of immunoglobulins in that colostrum. This is Mike Brook with K-State Research and Extension, encouraging our Kansas dairy farmers to make sure that they have a good method to detect the amount of immunoglobulins in their colostrum, and also that they're checking for passive immunity in the calves through looking at serum protein levels.
Milk Lines, produced by the Department of Communications at Kansas State University. This is the K-State Radio Network.